You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Welcome to Mystery Crate.
Hey.
Boys, do we have an adventure for you?
Do?
Oh, do we?
Oh, boy.
One Guillermo Luis Gill has brought... I was going to say he has brought something for us.
I have a game for you guys.
Yes, a game.
Wow.
You guys want to know the name of the game?
No.
Can we guess?
Then I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, good.
Well, you want to guess the name of the game? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think it's called?
The name game.
I think I was wrong.
Are you regretting it?
Shipping container spree.
Huh.
Not even close.
Okay.
No?
It's called What's in the Bag.
Let me tell you
how this game works. It's called What's in the Bag.
Right.
I have a bag with something in it.
Sure.
Okay. And then I'm going to take out what's in the bag.
Okay.
And then you'll know what was in the bag. And that's the game.
All right, looking forward to it.
It was supposed to be called Billy's Magic Lunchbox, but I couldn't find a lunchbox. Right. So now it's just called What's in the Bag.
Why not Billy's Magic Bag?
No, because this bag's not magical. I couldn't find the magic lunchbox. I was close on a regular lunchbox and said, you know what, we'll just play What's in the Bag.
You don't have a lunchbox?
Right. Okay.
I do, but I couldn't find the magic lunchbox.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, there's different one.
There's okay. different lunchboxes.
Right. That one's magical.
Don't be ridiculous.
So this game's called What's in the Bag.
Now... how do we guess? Can you give us clues?
You don't need to guess. That's not part of the game. It's just what's in the bag. That's the name of the game.
Oh, because you made it seem like we were guessing.
Oh, no. Guessing's not involved.
All right.
It's just what's in the bag.
Well, then what's in the bag?
Well, good question. I'll tell you one thing that is in the bag. I was able to find, we've talked about this before, I don't know if it was on this show or whatever, one of the other shows, about the Frappuccinos and how there was a shortage of glass.
Yes.
I found one of those. I drank some of that this morning at a gas station. Well, I drank it in my cart. Not important. Mm-hmm. But I drank some of that. Mm-hmm. And then I did the thing where I thought I closed it all the way and I put it in the bag to walk over here and a little bit leaked out. So part of what's in the bag is going to be some leaked mocha frappuccino.
Frappuccino's in the bag.
All right.
Okay.
In the bag. You wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have.
Well, good thing it's not a guessing game.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, not too long ago, I received a package in the mail.
Okay.
Sent to me by a 20-year vet named Brian Kelly.
Thank you for your
service. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Different than the Notre Dame coach, Brian
Kelly?
Totally
different, correct. But I was talking to him yesterday, corresponding via email, and I found out that they share...
Wait, the Notre Dame coach?
No.
Oh.
Other Brian Kelly.
Okay. Oh, okay.
They share a birthday. Not the same year, different year, but he has the same birthday as the other
Brian
Kelly.
How about that?
It's crazy, huh?
Man, small world.
He also told me, and this may be betraying him, so I'm sorry, Brian Kelly, and again, thank you for your service.
Right.
He lives in Japan now. And he has become friendly with one Warren Cromartie, who also lives in Japan.
Yeah. Wow. Talking hardball with the crow.
Small world, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Go figure.
But as much as I appreciate Brian Kelly, this game of what's in the bag revolves around what Brian Kelly sent me.
Ooh.
Brian Kelly, as you guys are familiar with the situation, I tried not too long ago Kit Kats that were key lime pie flavored.
Very good, by the way.
And then I tried Kit Kats.
Not good.
Well, you're not playing this game then.
Wow.
I'm saying they weren't good. I'm not allowed to have an opinion?
Nope.
Then I tried privately the fruity cereal Kit Kats. Brian Kelly sent me 7 different types of Kit Kats from Japan.
Wow.
Oh, and that's not in the bag.
Let's go.
That's what's in the bag. And I brought some to share with you guys so we can all kind of taste these. Now, here's the problem.
Great.
Part of the problem. As you can see now, I'm kind of wiping off the Frappuccino from a lot of these bags because it got over everything.
That's one problem.
Now, here's the main problem for this game. Well, the game was what it's in the bag. This is another game. This is just a taste test now that we're going to do together.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the taste test is the packaging for Japanese Kit Kats is in Japanese. So I'm not 100% sure what a lot of these Kit Kats are.
So it's mystery flavored.
You have to guess the flavor.
Mystery flavored on the mystery crate?
Exactly.
Well, so I took pictures. I took pictures of some of the ones that had English titles on them. But the others, I was going to download an app to see if I could figure out what it was. But I'm just kind of Googling now what it is that the other ones might be.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have 7 different flavors, and I brought a couple of each, and then each one has 2 little things so we can share and we can all taste together. You guys ready to play this?
Very excited.
All right, so we have 1 through 7. Which one do you guys want to start with? Or do you guys want to start with the ones that we know what they are because they were labeled?
Let's start with the labeled ones, yeah.
Oh, man, I got Frappuccino all over my wallet.
Oh, the parking ticket.
It smells so bad. You're right, Roy. Ooh. Anyway, sorry, back to the taste test.
Are you finding a parking ticket?
That was the end of what's in the bag. Just so you know.
Okay, right, that so game's over. Now we're at the taste test.
Yes. The Kit Kat is out of the bag, as they say.
Great addition.
They say that. Yeah.
No, they say the cat's out of the bag. I made a Kit Kat.
Right.
Get it?
Made that up.
That's good. Yeah. That's a good joke.
Thanks, Witty. Yeah, wordplay. Way. All right, do you want to start with number 1 or do you want to start with number 2, which is Shinshu Apple?
Ooh.
Just give it a damn Kit Kat, please.
I'll give that a go. Yeah.
All right, let's start with
number 2.
This is Shinshu Apple. Chris, I'm going to pass you one. Split that.
Split it. Okay.
Chris, you know what? You feeling apple or no? You're going to eat?
Yeah.
You want to eat both of those?
I mean, I'll share.
Chris has walked into the studio.
Here.
Ooh.
All right, so you got to share that with Tony.
So this is an apple Kit Kat. Let's
Shinshu go. Apple Kit Kat.
All right, here we go.
It looks like chocolate, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like a normal Kit Kat from the outside.
Looks like a normal Kit Kat. No different color.
It smells like chocolate and apple.
Want to get the
together.
Ready? Yeah. Definitely taste the apple.
It's an apple taste.
Yeah. There's hints. It's not really.
It honestly tastes like Crown Apple. Yes. I feel like I just took a sip of Crown Apple.
Yes. All right. So remember, that was number 2.
That was quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was.
What do you guys give that?
Much better than Key Lime Pie one.
What's the scale?
I don't know.
1 to 10.
1 to 10. What do you give that?
1 to 10. I'll give it a 3.
You can give it 1 to 7 since we're going to try 7, Roy.
Well, if that's the case, I'll give it a 2.
You can't rank it 2 because you've only tried 1.
So this is 1 through 7,
no.
is there?
No, 1 through 10.
1 through 10.
All right, I'll give it a 3.
That was very confusing.
That was number 2, though, right?
That was number 2, yeah.
Okay. Well, it was our first. It was number 1.
Yeah, that was number 1.
Yeah.
It was number 2.
But it was number 2 on the labels that I created.
I'm going to give it a 7.
All right.
6.5 for me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. You have 10 numbers. Why are you going to halves now?
The mixing of chocolate and apple is what's
all right, right, everybody. Now drink some water. Well cleanse your palate. You got to get ready for that.
I'm going to do a 5.
I'm going to do a 5.
I'll get
5.
Some water.
Want to leave yourself some room either way?
Oh, man.
I think I hit the nail on the head. I feel like I just took a shot of Crown Apple.
All right. Oh, man. I wish I knew what these were beforehand. I probably could definitely control that, and I should have looked them up.
Yeah, you probably should have.
Oh, wow.
I tried to help you by Googling Japanese Kit Kat flavors, but they're still in Japanese when I look them up on the internet.
Okay. Yeah.
You mean to tell me that there's not a Google translator?
Yeah, there's got to be a translator. You know. Huh?
All right, guys. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
God.
This one was unlabeled, but I have successfully located it.
Mm.
This one was number 3, but we're going to try it number 2 now, and I'm going to spread it around.
So this number 2 is number 1.
Pay attention, Chris. This is important.
Uh-huh.
This is raspberry.
Ooh,
raspberry.
Yeah,
there you go.
Huh.
Spread that shit out with the class. Roy, Tony.
Really, I'll share with you this time.
Yeah, we're going to share this time. I'm not a big raspberry
guy. So this
guy.
One's red.
Yeah.
It's a pinkish color.
It comes in a pink packaging. Raspberry.
Mm. Yeah.
It looks strawberry-ish.
Yeah, you can tell this is going to be a little bit more aggressive than the apple one just because the apple one looked like Kit Kat.
The smell of it is...
It's tangy.
Yeah.
Very tangy.
Mm.
It like bites right off the top.
It bit me.
Oh wow, a little like it's inside, like whatever's in here. That little
bit of a zinger.
It's almost like that's actual fruit.
Yeah.
I know it's not, but
why not?
Way too zesty to recreate raspberry.
Is raspberry that zesty?
I think I like it better than the apple.
Really?
No, not for me, Clive.
No, that's a tie. It's a 3.
Another
a
5 for me.
I'm going
probably
7.
A 2.
7.1.
I'm with Chris on this one. It's 2.
Yeah.
All right, next one. I've successfully located number 1, so we're going to try this number 3. This is number 1.
Yep.
This one is just dark chocolate.
Okay.
Dark chocolate Kit Kat.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe something you've tried here before. Here you go.
No,
I want to share that with
Roy, you want to share this one with me?
Yeah.
I feel like Stu Gottsrum needlessly writing things down.
No, it's very important to keep track of that.
Woody,
yeah, no.
So am I.
I am too. Here, Woody, you can take half of mine. There you go.
I have one, yeah.
Put it there.
I have actually
there
two.
Very dark, actually.
Dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smells like chocolate.
Well, it's dark chocolate, so it'll do that.
Hmm.
It's just like a slightly crappier version of a regular Kit Kat.
That's rude.
A lot more bitter.
Brian Kelly sent these to us. I wouldn't say they're crappy. Thank you, Brian, for the Kit Kats on your service. All right.
I feel like Brian wants us to be honest, though, right?
It's a 5.
A 5.
Yeah.
I'm going 5.5.
Yeah, it's a 5.
Oh, you got halves now? Okay.
I'm going 6.
Wow.
Dark chocolate was good.
I'm going to go on a 4.
It was very plain.
Yeah. with you.
So you can give it low scores, just don't say things. Okay.
You have to have some nuance.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
All right, cleanse the palate, gentlemen.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Palate's cleansed.
As Billy finds the other thing, I'm looking at Ed Werder on the TV right now. He's going with the chin strap, and I don't know if he's got a mustache or not. I think he shaved the mustache and just has a chin strap.
No, the mustache is still there.
It's still there? Okay. Yeah.
Ed Werder's one of those guys that he's looked the same age for 20 years.
Like yeah.
He looked exactly the way he does now 20 years
The question
years
ago. Is, was he 38 20 years ago, or is he 78 now?
Mm-hmm. 78 looks great.
Yeah.
Good looking 78.
Yeah. All right, Billy.
Okay. This one is number four. We're going to try number four fourth. This one is strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, interesting.
All right, okay.
That is something
I have high hopes for this one.
I mean, Chris is leaving some of these behind. Yeah, what are
you? I'm not eating both.
You got to eat both.
Come here. On, man. Anyone want an extra apple?
Yeah, that one.
Extra chocolate?
No, you guys got to eat all the candy.
I want that.
Who liked raspberry?
Ooh. Chris did.
Chris, you liked raspberry? I did. Okay, have the second half of Roy's raspberry.
Well, no, I already have a half of raspberry here.
So the strawberry strawberry cheesecake is in an orange container.
And it kind of packaging looks, actually says strawberry cheesecake flavor. Yeah. But I just said strawberry.
And it has like, it looks like white chocolate.
Yeah, it does. Here you go. Here you go, Woody.
Smells like strawberry.
Wow, no color when you bite into it when you look in.
Oh, man. You know what this tastes like to me? You know, like Pop Rocks, when you eat just the rocks, the dust, just like this.
I have not eaten Pop Rocks in...
Really? The one with the foot that you stick in the foot?
Since I was probably 9.
You know the one with the foot? You know what I'm talking about. The one with the foot?
Fun Dip?
This is my least favorite.
Tony, you know the one I'm talking about? The one with the foot?
I did think that it was the same as Fun Dip.
Yeah.
Roy, because that's what it tastes like. The white Fun Dip stick that you would put in the Fun Dip and then...
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to give this an 8.
Wow,
boy. I'm gonna make this one high too. I'm gonna make that one 7.
It's like off-brand sweet tarts.
Yeah, I think we should rank these. Yeah.
Well, that's what the intention was.
It's a 4. It's a 4. Rank 7.
I have mine ranked.
That's what we were doing.
This is number 4.
It's a 4. It's a 4 for me, Clive.
It's
who's Clive that you keep talking about?
It's a reference that you really don't want me to go down the rabbit hole.
From whom?
Clive Owen?
No, Clive Tildesley is a famous soccer broadcaster in England. And so what happens is that when the analyst is giving his point, he'll say, oh, no, that's never a penalty for me, Clive. And the guy who worked with him said it so much that it kind of became...
Entered
the parlance.
You were right.
You didn't want me to, but you pressed on Clive Owen.
Yeah, you pried on him.
Not for all right, me, so Clive. Here's the rankings. Yeah. Raspberry.
That last.
Apple. Dark chocolate. Whatever that crap is we just ate.
Strawberry shortcake.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. You have that last?
Strawberry cheesecake or strawberry shortcake?
I think it's cheesecake.
Strawberry cheesecake flavor.
Last for me.
Really?
Yep.
I think everybody liked that one.
Yeah. No, I didn't like it. So for me, my...
Wow, okay.
Apple 1, dark chocolate 2, strawberry cheesecake 3, raspberry 4 at the moment. Raspberry, I should say.
Number 5.
All right, number 5 is going to be labeled number 6 here.
Oh, I thought that was it. That's why I did my ranking.
No, 7. We have 7. Oh. 7. Come on, keep up. you're taking like a bite.
Dude, we're eating 7 of these. I have lunch chocolate. After this. I have a nice
these
lunch planned
tiny.
After this.
These are not big size. There you go.
I don't want them. You can have them.
Yeah, Chris, this is not sustenance.
Yeah, come on, man.
What is this one?
This is, good question. This is called, according to the internet and what I was able to find. No, this is
like a
hojicha tea.
Ugh.
Oh.
So this is
like a coffee.
This
is my nightmare. It smells like coffee.
I shouldn't tell you guys what it is until after we eat it because I feel like you guys are not reserving judgment.
Ugh. This is like coffee taste. I can already smell it.
Oh, wow. That one's really good. That one's really good.
It's not great.
Chris, try this one. This one's really good.
This one's my nightmare. Here we go.
Yeah, really good. It's good.
Oh, no.
It's really good. Hojicha tea.
You know what? Billy's right. I like it.
You're joking, right? I was just saying that because I didn't think you were going to eat it.
No, I do like it.
This is a 1, maybe.
I like it.
It tastes like protein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it tastes like a protein shake.
It does taste like
that. It tastes like the powder that didn't mix properly that's stuck at the bottom.
It does kind of taste like a protein bar.
You know what? I didn't hate it.
Really?
I didn't hate it. 4.5 for me.
It's
not as bad as the raspberry.
You didn't hate it and you gave it the lowest score.
It's weird.
That is odd. It's my middle score.
No, there's an aftertaste.
am telling
it's
you,
I like it.
A one. What they didn't tell you was protein
flavor.
Yeah,
I'm trying to like ascertain what this is.
I wish I didn't smell it. The smell before, like, I was like, ugh.
Weird smell.
But then once I tasted it,
this one could
it,
be
on
Cinephobe, this one.
All right.
Yeah, what was that called again?
Shit.
You said you liked it.
I know, I just thought it was a good joke.
What was it called?
It was called Hojicha Tea. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm probably not.
How do you spell that?
I mean, come on, man. I changed pages like four times already. It was Hojicha, I believe.
Ooh, Hojicha.
I'm not giving you two anymore, Chris, because you're wasting them. Sorry.
All right. I don't want to. I never wanted to.
This is a green wrapper.
This is a green wrapper. Yep. This is not key lime pie. I just like to get that out on the front end. There you go.
Rapidly descending my rankings.
Gonna pass these along. There you go. Okay. I know what it is, but I'm not going to tell you until after because
it looks like a kale Kit Kat.
I didn't like how that went.
A kale Kit Kat, huh?
Embarrassing me in front of Brian Kelly.
I apologize.
Mm. Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Well, oh, I know what this is.
I'm scared of the food's appearance.
I know what it is.
Is this avocado?
No.
It's green.
Yeah, but it's
mint.
No.
Like green tea?
No, it's like this. A green tea, like a matcha green tea.
I like
tea.
This.
Yeah, this is green tea.
This is my favorite so far. This is my favorite so far. I like it.
Ooh.
It's like subtle.
Mm. Little green tea shot.
Yeah.
Little green tea, little whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where are we ranking that one?
Green tea and whiskey?
Oh, yeah. Roy.
Well, no, it's a Jameson shot. It's called green tea. Yeah.
Oh. J-Mo and green tea.
It's like J-Mo and something.
Yeah. I got to try that. I didn't know that.
That's what it is.
Oh. Like, no, I'm not getting the flavors.
That was my favorite.
That one's
one.
Subtle, but it was just nice.
I'm not getting anything.
I'm with you. I'm not really sure what. I mean, it's green tea, but it's just a little sweetness. Like it was nothing.
Yeah. I'm giving that one a 7.
Give that a 5.
It's a 4.
A 4.
It's a 5.
That one's my favorite.
Wow.
Do you like that one, Billy?
It wasn't my favorite.
Oh boy.
I just burped up and I tasted the apple, which is the first one. That's
weird. Ooh, that means it's like that. Yeah, that's how you know it's like a crown apple shot when you burp it up.
Yeah.
Ugh, the worst.
Wow, I'm reading. Controversy here about how the size of Japanese Kit Kats are shrinking. They're putting out smaller sizes now.
Is that like
cereals?
They're like bags of chips here that now come with like 11 chips.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm
all
sorry.
Air.
Bags of air.
Bags of air. Kiss my ass on that one.
Mm-hmm. Who can?
I mean, we do want a little air in there. It'd be ridiculous if you open the bag and like the chips fell out. Like I want a little
chip.
When
the bag is 70% air.
Yeah, it's Mickey. Yeah. It's Mickey air and chips.
Big snack. Yeah. Yeah.
Big chip is doing us wrong. All right, number 7.
All right, number 7.
You should have done this as a grid of death punch.
That wasn't number 7.
This
what?
Why?
This segment?
Is delightful.
This is great. This is a great segment.
Listening to this should be a grid of death.
I thought we were done.
We're eating Kit Kats.
Yeah.
This one looks promising.
Great pod. Is this the last one?
This is the last one, number 7. God.
This one looks like a classic.
It looks just, like the OG.
I think it might be because I can't track down what it is. I think this is just a Kit Kat.
It doesn't say anything.
And it just
on
says
it.
Kit Kat on it, not in Japanese writing.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, do they all do that?
Might just be the original Kit Kat.
It's slightly different.
This one's fine.
It's regular.
It was a regular one, I think.
I like this one better than the ones I didn't like.
Well said.
Wow. That's a galaxy brain thought.
6.
6.
6.9.
Not as... It's a regular Kit Kat,
but
this
is a 10.
It tastes differently from the Kit Kat here. This tastes more milk chocolatey.
Yes,
it makes sense.
Which is like a Mexican Coke tastes different.
Yeah. Mexican Coke...
I really like that.
Okay.
I'm giving that an 8.
I'm giving it a 10. It's just the OG Kit Kat.
Mm. The green tea one is the best.
Green tea one was the best of the different flavors.
The strawberry cheesecake was the best, I think.
All right, so everybody?
Everyone give their top 3?
Top 3. Oh, wow. Good call.
That's a
good
call. I don't even remember.
All right, so my top 3, original or the OG, was number 1. Apple, number 2.
Wow, you like the apple one, huh?
Dark chocolate, 3.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Dark Horse for dark chocolate. Didn't see that one.
Right. All right. Strawberry, cheesecake, regular, and dark chocolate. Those 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
I think OG for me is number 1. Hmm. Number 2 is the green tea. I really like that one. Number 3, also dark chocolate.
Going raspberry, 3.
Raspberry.
Raspberry.
Why is the B silent? Or no, the P,
the P
is silent.
The,
yeah, raspberry.
Yeah. In England, they just say raspberry.
Hmm. It's like 2 Z's. Right? 2 Z's.
I'll go OG second, green tea first.
I feel like OG should be disqualified from this conversation.
Why
is
that?
But we ate it.
Yeah.
We didn't know what it was.
That's also true.
Yeah.
It could have been something else.
Right.
Maybe it is. We still don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say?
I have like a sugar headache.
Oh, that's headache.
Really?
Get some of that water in there.
Billy?
I mean, I don't want to. I'm going to remove the original one from the equation.
Okay. All right.
You rebel. I like the. I think I like the strawberry cheesecake. I like the apple. And then, what were the other ones?
The protein one.
I didn't like the protein one. I didn't like the green tea one.
You didn't like the green tea one?
Too dry.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like dark chocolate, though. You know what? I'll say green tea over dark chocolate. I didn't like the dark chocolate. Okay. It was just too meh.
So is this something that people can go out and purchase themselves?
Yeah,
and
in Japan.
Try? Yeah. So this will be real fun for the people to play along at home. Yeah. If you're in Japan, play along.
I guess you can order it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did we take pictures of all these so at least we can give the audience some
I'll send you accompaniment. Yeah. I can send
like
you pictures.
We should put it on the like on the description or something like that. I mean, so
we're supposed to be recording on Zoom, but...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we are. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, friends.
I don't think we are, Billy.
I'm here. Oh, no, we weren't recording. We're okay, recording. Well, we're open for nothing.
Yeah, well.
Well, this was a dud.
I disagree.
I very much agree with Billy. It was a dud.
I had fun.
So did I.
I think it works.
Tony, what else do we have in this episode of Mr.
Dog.
Oh, guys. Very exciting. Juju Gotti and I.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the return of one Julian Gotti.
I always want to call him Monsieur Gotti for some reason.
Monsieur Gotti.
Why? You would.
Because I want to. Because I like the juxtaposition.
How do you think he would feel about that?
I don't know. Maybe he would like it.
I think he would like it.
Yeah, I think so. Ask him.
Monsieur Gotti?
Yes.
Monsieur Gotti.
So Juju Gotti and I give a full breakdown and review of Kanye West's newest and 10th studio album, Donda.
Tony, do you also review Drake's newest work?
We do. Ooh. That'll be on a further episode of Mystery Crate. Wow. A teaser for possibly next week. Maybe a bonus OT episode of Mystery Crate.
Nice OT.
In this episode, after Roy and I will be reviewing the new Taylor Swift album.
Wow,
Roy, that's exciting.
Yeah, I didn't know she had a new album.
That's a real departure for you.
Yeah.
Way to expand.
Speaking of departure, I'm out of here. See you guys later.
Later, Roy.
Still half an episode.
Oh, we got half an episode left? Shit.
A episode.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste? Or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
The Dandino. The Danda. The Dandada.
Donda. Donda.
Donda. Danda.
Donda.
Danda.
Donda.
Danda. 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 Danda?
So if you missed it, that was the entire first track of the album.
Danda, 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 danda.
That was it in fast forward.
That was it.
That was it in fast forward.
That was in regular ass forward. Boy, I was like, that, what the fuck? I'm pushed number one. Get the fuck out of all right now. When I heard number one, I said, I know.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
You better be motherfucking Jay-Z or some shit.
Boom.
I know good and goddamn well. And motherfucker. Okay.
You can't hear me. Tracks.
1700 dondas. You know what I mean? Come on, bro. Hey, man. You had us. You set yourself on fire. The first song called Donda 30,000 times. Let's just be real. I don't know what it meant. They say it meant it was like her heartbeat or something. So salute to you, Kanye, and salute to Donda.
Rest in peace.
But hey, man, you can call now that down the shit, bro. Like the down the shit. You need to keep it real with yourself and everybody else.
That it intro was a quick skip. That ain't a quick skip.
Look, you know what I mean? That was not Za. That shit was not Za.
No, it wasn't. Was
that was not the Za. That shit with me, it, though. It might not have even been. Hey, number one got them, Reginald. Reggie Miller.
It was Reginald. It was Reginald for sure. Like, what could be worse than Reginald?
Salute the number one on Kanye CD. You are the Reggie Miller of the week. Salute to you, my brother. Keep doing your thing. Number one, Reggie Miller of the week.
27 tracks. 26 if we want to instantly skip the first one.
27 now. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. 26 after that one. But I had an interest. So I heard the whole thing front to back, as sure as you know you did. And 10th studio album for Kanye. I was pleasantly surprised by a couple of songs. I don't think it's fair to say the whole thing was trash, because it wasn't, right? Nah. And I've actually turned around on it. I've actually turned around it, because I heard the first couple of days when it came out, and then I actually went back to it. Have you ever gone to an album and you listen to the first couple of tracks and you're like, all right, like it was good. It was good. And then you listen back to it and you're like, okay, wait a second. That's kind of fire. The production on that's crazy. Like, I kind of missed that feature. Okay, that was nice. That's how I am with a couple of the songs on Donna. I want to say there's 6 songs out of 27. And I don't know if you want to do the math on that, what your shooting percentage is, 6 out of 27. It's not great. It's not great. Okay.
That's Russell Westbrookish.
That's Russell Westbrook shooting threes. Not great.
Hey, he got 20,000. He got 33 rebounds, though.
He did. He got 33 rebounds. Let me see. 6 for 27. My man shot 22% from the field. Not great. Okay. But the 6 that he hit on, the 6 that he hit on are fire.
Yeah, them bitch. Hey, he hit them bitch for half court. That's how that is.
Trey Young. That's Trey Young from the logo.
That's basically what he did. It's a whole basketball game happening. He was bricking. He hit, boy, that motherfucker was hitting the backboard. He
hit shattered the backboard on one of them.
He hit the shot clock on a few of them motherfuckers. Shot an elbow out a couple of times. But, boy, he hit 6 half-court shots, though. That's how I remember. You know what I mean? I don't remember the airball. Can you remind me when the airball happened? Because I'm still hooping and hollering about the 6. Yeah.
I think the one with Jay, I think the one with Jay has staying power, right? And when you talk about, for me, when you talk about an album, are we going to be listening to songs from it in the next 3 years, 4 years? Absolutely. So you think there's not one song on this that you're going to listen to in 3 years?
I got Tourette's. That shit slipped out.
It did.
Yes, I will be.
Okay. All right. I got Jail with Jay-Z. Mm. I got Hurricane with The Weeknd.
Like that. See, I got to pick it up. Hold on. I got to go to the shit.
I just got it in front of me. That's why.
Off the top of the dome. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. This isn't off the dome. I'm not playing with you. I got it right here. But there's a couple of them. Like, I thought the features were good. And we already know that there was a lot of people left off. I know Breezy was not happy, to say the least. I know Draco was not happy, to say the least.
Whoa. Force. Don't you dare. That's another word. Salute the bit. Draco, I see.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Soldier, I promise to God. Salute the bit, soldier boy.
Yes. Yeah. He's not happy. He's not happy.
You got to salute the soldier every time he pop up. Oh,
absolutely. Big Draco again.
Big, like, Draco. Not the
Big
little.
Draco putting out that Rick and Morty. He's on fire. Okay. Salute to Big Draco for real. But I know he was upset with Kanye because Kanye told him to put down a verse, and there was no verse to be had by Big Draco because Kanye just took that shit out. Straight up.
He took that motherfucker out for sure.
And Breezy called Kanye a straight up hoe. Did you miss that? He said, "Kanye, you a hoe." That's what he said.
I missed that one. Okay.
You missed that one? Okay.
Yeah, I missed it. But look, okay. First of all, bruh, why the fuck you ain't put your features on the damn songs?
Yes. That part.
Like, salute to Kanye, salute the whole promotion team. Everybody did a phenomenal job with their efforts. You deserve a check. But goddamn, bro, I don't even know. Like, I'm listening to these songs, bro. I don't know who the fuck this is on this song.
Yes.
It's so many rappers sound the same these days. I'm like, goddamn, is this? No. Oh, let me see who this. What the fuck? Like, I don't know who the fuck is on this CD. I'm not finna Google and all this shit. I don't feel like doing all this shit. The fuck? I gotta Google the fucking listen, see who this is. How about I just think, well, I'm just gonna imagine that this is Milli Vanilli. I don't like this. Who the fuck? Who's on this song, bro? I don't fucking know, dog.
The only people that you know are the ones that their voice you can tell through anybody, right? Jay.
Exactly.
Jay. Lil Baby.
Lil J Ho. Slow the Thought.
When yes, I heard Thought.
That's automatic. That's another thing, bro. I like these songs, right? But Kanye as the musician, right on. Mm-hmm. But I like the features. I like the songs because of the features.
Right, yeah? Right.
So I like the one with Travis Scott, I think. Yeah. Of course. It's one guy, I don't know who the hell it was. Salute to you, brother, whoever you are. You had a good verse on that song. Exactly. You did a good job. I wish I know who you was so I can go listen to some more of your music.
Yeah.
But big brother ain't even put you on the goddamn album, your name. So I'm sitting here guessing who you are. So that one song, oh, that bit was hard. And get what? I don't remember which the fuck number it is.
So now you got to go to 27. You got to listen to 27 of them.
Seven songs on here, bro. Can you put somebody's name on here, man?
Well, did you hear that he said that Universal dropped it without his consent? Which is why all the curses are bleeped, why there's no features listed on the tracks. Like, there's always something wrong with it. There's always a problem that he's gotta have with somebody. And I'm referring to Kanye, and again, salute to Kanye. But how are you gonna tell me that you told me you're gonna drop it August 3rd, then it was August 14th? Then it was August 19th. Now what ended up being what? August 27th. No features listed. Like, there's always a problem. Why can't you just drop an Drake is coming out with an album, Certified Lover Boy. We know what day is dropping. He's putting billboards all across America. You know who's going to be on it. That's it. Why are we making it such an artistic experience to try and listen to a fucking CD?
Right.
Like, right. If I know your voice, that's how I know you're on the feature. Travis Scott. Thug, Roddy Rich, because I can tell his singing voice out of anywhere. Hove, who am I missing? The Weeknd.
Oh, shit. You just told me Roddy Rich was on there. I was like, oh shit, was that Roddy Rich? Or was that the new up and coming guy I don't know about?
That was Pure Souls. Pure Souls is the song that Roddy Rich is on. It's kind of hot, actually. I fuck with Roddy Rich heavy, bro. I don't know about you. Roddy Rich.
I fuck with everybody. Like, there's nobody who I have a tough time getting into their music. Just because I just put myself in their region or they, you know what I mean, mindset, and I imagine what they imagine. And I can pretty much be a fan of everybody.
Yeah.
But I can also tell a spade, and I know when a song wet and when I'm not wet.
Right.
And there's some wet ones on here. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They keep it a goddamn banjo.
Like, keep it a brick.
Exactly, because, hey, man, and I ain't gonna lie to you, it's one of them gospel songs. It's like early, like number 8, 9, some shit. The choir singing, I keep you that one. I'm making that.
Hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Choir singing to my motherfucking soul.
Yes.
But, brother, you need to wrap that shit up at a certain point with the I'm a sacrifice. I don't know what you're sacrificing, bro, but it's like a lot of them songs ain't hit me. You know what I mean? I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm from. At the end of the episode, we're going to give you our ratings, what we think on a 1 to 10, what the album is.
Yes.
So stay tuned and, you know what I mean? Stay locked in if you feel like it. Oh, I guess you can cheat and fast forward your ass.
You can't cheat, but don't cheat. There's still things that we got to say there. Don't cheat.
Bro, man, motherfucker, goddamn it. Don't do that, goddamn. listen to what we got to say if you feel like it. Or just subscribe. How about that? Subscribe, write, review, Footwear the Kid Talk, Footwear the Kid Drew. You hear me? Yes. It's some whack songs on this goddamn CD, man.
Yeah. And 22%. 22% from the field.
Bro, for you to be sleeping in the stadium, getting yourself on fire, for you to have one pair of shoes in the corner, for you to wear a bulletproof motherfucking vest, for you to float through the goddamn sky, for you to put your motherfucking home in the goddamn
Soldier Field.
For you to goddamn
bring back your ex-wife.
For you to come out 2 hours late. For you to not do it one time in Atlanta, but another time in Atlanta. And then again in Chicago. For you to actually get mad and send out Drake address or whatever the fuck bullshit you got going on. For you to goddamn oh my God, brother. For all of that, I want to give your ass a goddamn joke of the week. I want to give you not, bro. If you would just put this CD out and just say, you know what, bro? Donda, my, is. You know, I'm going to put out Donda. Salute to everybody. This my new Donda. You know what I mean? I would have been fucking with it, probably. But hell no. Your ass want to push the date back and push the date back and wear the spikes on your goddamn vest and then put the stocking on your goddamn face and walk in all red. I know your ass was hot as hell, but you a human. You walking around with a motherfucking stocking on your goddamn face. Calm down, bitch, bro. You got kids, man. Oh, yeah, man. You got kids, bitch, bro. Calm down with the stocking shit, bro. What you about to do with that, man? You incognito, man. Come on, bro. What's your motherfucking Rey Mysterio? Come on, bro. Calm down with the motherfucking stockings, bro. For real. Me and you.
Yes. Agreed.
I told you so much, sir.
The spiky helmet. No. Not sauce. Zero sauce.
No flavor. And speaking of no flavor, Parakeet Cortez,
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't do it to him. Don't do it to Officer Cortez. Don't do it to him.
Man, my dog just put out a video, right? Okay. We work for a TV show called The Levitar Show Podcast Network. Dan Levitar. Oh, my God. Such a great individual. They don't get no better than him, man.
Salute to the OG.
A true mensch with Stu guys. But we have a brother that works with us named Parakeet Cortez, Ryan Parakeet Cortez. And he's a Miami Heat fan to the core. Like he is the mayor of Heat Island, the minister of propaganda.
Yeah.
Consulting to fucking slap your ass in the face if you talk about the goddamn Heat. But my boy be pulling out the motherfucking Heat propaganda shades. Oh, shit.
Bro. The shades aren't it. The shades aren't it. The Maui gyms that you get at Walgreens on the sliding.
I'm finna put up a picture so I can look at them and give you a little assessment. You know what I mean? I don't even want to freestyle. I just want to look at it for real.
As you find the pick, I laugh every time I see it because we know him and he's cool.
He's so cool, man.
But the glasses are not. We got to get him new glasses. We got to get a GoFundMe for my man's glasses. The glasses ain't it.
Bruh.
You got him? You got a pick of him?
Never seen nobody wear these glasses, bruh, in my entire life. The only person I ever seen wear these glasses is Trinity from the Nebuchadnezzar. Goddamn motherfucking The Matrix. Motherfucking salute to Morpheus. Salute to Niobe. Rest in peace to the Keymaker. Fucking, he looked like New Boot Goofing on
Reno 911.
He looked like the cop that got the New Boot Goofing
with the young shorts.
with no fucking, oh, pew. My boy, salute the Parakeet Cortez. You are our brother. We love you. We have your back. If anybody try to fight you in a dark alley, I'm jumping in head
yes.
first.
Yes.
Boy, them new goof and shades we putting on with them heat propaganda motherfuckers. Hey, man, we about to start a GoFundMe. My boy got money. He ain't broke. But we just going to do this shit on our own. We going to put a GoFundMe to get my boy some new shades, man. We gotta at least get on some Ray-Bans. At least,
yes, at least. At least, at least, at least.
My boy look like a cop from Chips. You know what I mean? We serious with a heart attack and goddamn 9 degree weather. He be fucking serious, bro. Boy, hell no.
So, to recap, we need a GoFundMe for Parakeet. We need those shades to be annihilated. I need those shits in one of those things that crush the cars. You know, the shit that crush the junk cars. We gotta put the glasses in the bottom. Couldn't crush that shit.
And they show it to us slow motion for our pleasure. So, like,
yes. The tagline. Yeah, we got to get that shit out.
Parakeet.
Yes. Hit him with the tagline. So, all right. Back to Donda. And this is my last thought. I want to give it a grade. Me and you are going to give it a grade.
Yeah.
But I do want to get this last thought off my chest.
Bro, we can have last thoughts because we can go through more. I just don't know what songs they are because there's no feature names on here because you're an asshole that didn't ask who's on his songs.
We're gonna have to do another recall back to reviewing Donda once they drop out all of the features so Juju can actually listen to the songs and know who's on them.
Exactly.
So this is part one. We'll get part two coming up once they release the actual people that are on the album. It's like a federal witness protection program. Ye doesn't want anybody to be known who is on this album except him. But what I will say is this.
That's it.
And three stadium, I don't need listening parties. I don't even know what to call them because they didn't perform. Three stadium listening parties. One of them, the last one in Chicago, bringing out your ex-wife. To be remarried again in front of your childhood home that you replicated and put in the middle of Soldier Field, light yourself on fire, the whole bit. I think that we're at the stage right now that Kanye has ceased to be the studio rapper,
yeah,
the studio artist, and has now moved over to being the live artist, right? I don't think his songs are going to hit the same like they used to hit, but the studio... Right. The stadium performance or like the live performance is what he's going for. Cause now he's an artist, right? He's not a musician anymore. He's a great producer. He's a great rapper. Now he's an artist. Now my man's recreating the replica house of his grandmother. He's bringing his ex-wife. He's got the spiky hat on, like the whole thing. That's what he is now, right? Like we can both agree that shooting 22% on an album, 6 of 27 songs, ain't it, right? Yeah. If that's your debut album, you're garbage. Okay, shooting 22%, you're garbage, and that's fine.
The last paragraph he said, translation to Kanye, but this is basically Ant's words to Kanye: you spiky hat wearing motherfucker, your shit is garbage. You need to calm down with burning yourself in the motherfucking buildings and goddamn walking on water, or whatever the fuck you think you need to do to sell this motherfucking CD. Make the songs and make the CD, or Tony gonna call your ass lame for the rest of your life, which he just did, and I co-sign him.
Thank you.
On this topic.
Thank you.
The guy, I fuck with you, Kanye.
Yes, absolutely. I still fuck with Kanye. Like if he brings that and does the show at Hard Rock, I'll go and see it.
Exactly.
2 hours late, I'll go and see it.
I forgive you for saying slavery was a choice. I forgive you for putting on the hat. I forgive you for fucking dying half blind and running for president. I forgive you for everything you want me to be, brother. But with that comes some leeway between us. Yeah. I could tell you if a song of yours that you did is whack or not. And boy, we seen a couple bit, brother. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's a couple whack ones on here.
A couple air balls, a couple shot clock hits.
Yeah, I mean, it was traffic at nighttime when we were leaving them events coming from Donda. We had to be to work in the morning. You know what I mean? You gonna do all this? Hey man, say man, this shit, you need to clean it up a bit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You need to keep it moving, waste your time. Cause Drake come out today. You know what I mean? In a couple hours, bro.
Woo!
And you know my boy gonna do something. You know what I mean?
It's gonna be nice.
I don't even doubt my boy.
No, never, never. Man. And we're gonna have that one next. That's our next review. Certified Lover Boy coming out next week.
Exactly. Same bat time, same bat channel next week. Same right here.
Ooh, that's just going to be nice. I can already feel it, bro.
And I felt it when he said putting it up. I felt it whenever he put, you see the cover?
Yes.
The cover is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my entire goddamn life. Every emoji written it. That's some shit I would have did.
Now you got to come up with something else.
Huh?
Now you got to come up with something else.
Exactly.
We got some shit coming for everybody else too, on an artwork front. I'm not gonna give away too much. Just know you're gonna want the shit in your house as a painting. Got it on the shirt, on the hoodie, on the jacket, on the shorts, on the socks, on the drawers, on the hat. Woo!
Kill him.
It's just gonna be nice. All right, here it is. What's your grade? Donda, 10th studio album for Kanye West. Big bro, pioneer in the rap game, pioneer as a producer, pioneer in everything, okay? Music, fashion, icon, global superstar. 10th studio album, what'd you give it?
Now, I'm taking everything in the picture.
Yes.
Everything, I'm swafting everything. I got the wine, I'm spreading it around, I'm sipping it. I'm controlling my mouth, I'm spitting it back in the demo. Mm-hmm.
Good wine. Legs on it. I see it. Good legs.
Mm-hmm. Very oaky. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give this Donda because of all the things we've mentioned. Mm. And just put it out. It's a lot that came with this, you putting this out. From wasting the money of our brothers and sisters. From wasting the goddamn time of our fathers and mothers. Mm. From fucking just being a nuisance in the form of put it out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of that considered, and 26 songs considered, which is a double disc that back in the day for artists put a double disc out, Jay-Z, Gift of the Curse, so I'm like, you would be mad at it. So I'm not judging him for putting 26 songs out. I'm judging him for the 26 songs. You could have put out 13.
Right.
And I would have judged you on that 13. And that motherfucker, you could have put all the ones I like on that 13 and would have came out with a good percentage. Would have been batting. Ooh-wee, Joey Vada. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Motherfucking crying. I see you, sir. Salute. But I'm going to get a CD of 5, brother.
Wow. 5 out of 10.
Why about attention?
Wow. All right.
Because I like 6-7 songs.
Yeah, 22%. Know? We're talking about 22% from the field.
I got to be in the mood for those specific songs as well. I can't just cut it on and be like, oh, this going to turn me up. I have to be in whatever mood the song is talking about. You know what I mean? I can't listen to certain shit. Like, I come from the era where I grew up on folk being cool. You know what I mean? And salute the Kanye bit, bro. I just never saw you as a cool individual. Mm. You know what I mean? So whenever you start to spit cool shit, Bleacher Report might pick it up and say, oh, Kanye said he saw Messi in the backyard. You know what I mean? But all my partners spitters. Like, all my partners be jumping. Oh, my partner rap, like, you know what I mean? And I heard more metaphors from the past year of objects. Salute the Griselda. Salute the Mark Hyman. Salute the Godfather. Salute the everybody who be rapping. Everybody be rapping. But I hear better metaphors on my day-to-day listens. Mm-hmm. And so whenever you trying to hit me with some, ooh, the devil is my op. It don't hit me like it hits your, I guess, fan base or whatever. I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Mediocrity type shit. You know what I mean? It's not Za. It is, it's me, bruh.
Yeah. Well, we said it was Reg. We said it was Reggie already. So we gotta stay with Reggie.
The Donda number one.
Okay, number one is Reggie. Okay, all right. The whole thing is mid then.
The whole CD is that middle. Okay. This is not Zaza at all. Zaza Pachulia, no sir, you are not. But this motherfucker is Chris Middleton to the death of it.
Ooh.
He winning rings.
Yeah.
He in the finals.
Scoring.
He making you say, ooh, he making you say, ah. But he is not that Za.
It's still Middleton, though.
Zaza, bro. This Donda is not Zaza. That motherfucker is a Chris Middleton sandwich, Subway, or gyro.
Speaking of being in a mood, you said something that was interesting. It's the summertime, and you're not going to give me a summertime jam, something I can put the windows down to, ride through the beach on. Like, my shit's got to be dark, dreary. It's got to be raining. I got to be slowed down, creeping through. Like, that's what I got to be listening to. Like, you put out a moody CD, a moody, disc, and in the middle of the summer, I get it if it's a winter drop, right? Snow on the ground. You're feeling some type of way. Your girl left you. Like, it's summertime. Give me something, bro. Give me something. I'm gonna give it a I thought the Roddy Ricch song was hot. Yeah. I thought
good ones on there.
There are good ones. Like, I thought Remote Control is the one with Thug. I thought that one was good.
Yeah.
Anything Thug touches is fire. Hurricane, the one with The Weeknd, and I want to say Lil Baby's on that one.
It's a song. Never mind. I don't know. See what I'm saying? I was just about to make a song. I was like, what the fucking name of the song was.
I think the best song in the album is the one with Hove, which is Jail, number two. I thought that one's got the most staying power. That I'd still be fucking with that one in a couple years. But I'm going to give...
Hold on 1 second. Let me take time to... Hold on. Just in case we have to chop this out.
Oh, see, that hits nice right there.
Okay, guess we're going to jail tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, guess we're going to jail tonight. That one's hard. I'm going to give the album, I'm going to give it a 6.3 for me. A five flat from you.
Right, just five easy.
Mid. Yes. It's a mid. It's Chris Middleton in the middle.
Exactly. You got to know.
Not Zaza.
You give it but you know what I'm saying, in our fairness and in all due respect to Zaza Pachulia, you gave him a 6.52, and that on the scale of 1 to 10, that's about middle school too. You know what I mean? That's seventh grade at least. You know what I mean?
It's sixth grade. It's sixth grade in like April. Like, I can see seven, but like I still got a couple things to go. I got to go do my finals. Like, I got still a couple things to do. I got some summer school maybe. I don't know. I was the smartest guy. I might have some summer school here and there. You know, it is what it is. So yeah, I'm gonna go 6.5 was 6.3 or 6.5, one of the two. I'll go 6.5, and you got five flat. So that's our review on Donda. We got Certified Lover Boy coming out soon. Right. That shit is gonna be fire, and I can't wait to hear that.
Hell yeah! So you, on average, our rating for Donda as a podcast, as a show, is 6.5 and 5. What's the middle of that? I didn't go to.
I'm gonna do it right now.
I dropped out. Salute to the elementary school. Salute to Miss Saucy. I see you. That was literally my teacher's name, Miss Saucy.
I think it's like a 5 point, like a 5.7 or something.
5.7.
5.7. We'll call it 5.7 as a show.
Hey man, I don't know about you, but if I set myself on fire, it better be motherfucking for more than a goddamn 5.7, sir.
It better be Zaza, and it's not. Yeah. It's decidedly not Zaza at all.
Zaza Pachulia at all. Not at all.
Subscribe, rate, review, check your boys. We're going to start building a community right around here. Just us. Me, him, you. Just going to be kicking it. Big things coming.
Be quiet. Tonight Sauce. Is a ride. Dirty camouflage coming with niggas inside.
Hey!
Doing surgery on bodies like they doctors. Be quiet. Tonight is the night that we ride. Dirty camouflage humming with killers inside. We at choppers doing surgery on bodies like they doctors.
Woo!
Hey!
Fire. That was a Donda review. Mystery Crate, we blessed you with another one. Feel like yes. Khaled, another one.
Another okay? one.
We gave you one a couple weeks ago. We just gave you, we blessed the feed with another just piece of fire. Okay. That was a Donda review. And for you, the listeners of the Mystery Crate, okay, I'm going to whisper it so you guys know, because you got to start telling everybody you know, if you really fuck with what we're doing here, you got to make sure to support us, Levitard and Friends on YouTube. We are dropping the exclusive. Okay. When I tell you exclusive, the shit is exclusive. Only two people have heard it. Juju Gotti. Myself, your boy, Tony, we're the only two people to have listened to it. Certified Lover Boy, hottest album of the year, coming out right now. We're doing the recap for it. Okay, extended. This is not 5 minutes. This is not 10 minutes of me going through the set list and asking Juju what he thinks about the beats. No, this is the entire album. We talk about Drake. We talk about Lil Wayne. We talk about everybody, okay? This is a full service. Travis Scott, Lil Durk, Lil Baby. Who else?
Ah, man, we talk about everybody.
Way too sexy.
It was way too Kawhi Leonard. Headline,
Kawhi Leonard.
Uncle Dennis, I see you.
Yes.
Whack ass, I see you, Uncle Dennis.
Don't give him the show. Don't give him the show.
My bad.
They got to go to YouTube. They got to check out the YouTube page. All of that we just covered. On the Drake Certified Lover Boy recap. That's it. That's your boy Juju. It's your boy Tony. Make sure you go tell everybody you know. If they fuck with what we're doing, support us, Levitard and Friends on YouTube. Peace.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.